Anne of Green Gables. Yes, that classic of English literature by Lucy Maud Montgomery. I've never read it before for some reason. It's just never been on my list. But as a kid, I do remember the 1985 miniseries version. The main reason I remember it is because the actress that played Anne, Megan Follows, may or may not have been one of my first boyhood crushes. I only remember a couple of things from the miniseries, so most of the book was fresh for me, despite being written way back in 1908. If, for some reason, you're not familiar with the story, then here's the blurb. Set in the late 19th century, the novel recounts the adventures of Anne Shirley, an 11-year-old orphan girl who's mistakenly sent to two middle-aged siblings, Matthew and Marilla Cuthbert, originally intending to adopt a boy to help them on their farm in the fictional town of Avonlea on Prince Edward Island. The novel recounts how Anne makes her way through life with the Cuthberts, in school and within the town. Oh, it's an utterly charming book, and only a few pages in, I was well and truly caught up in it all. As a reader, you get taken along for a really nice ride. I had a stupid smile on my face every time I picked this damn book up. Montgomery's writing style and character descriptions really paint a mental picture. You can see the way that they move and their mannerisms, it all comes to life from the page. I'd be lying if I said I didn't feel the tension and then smile with relief when Anne passed her exams, or feel the sadness when Anne was preparing to leave and go to Queen's Academy. It's written so well that I may have choked up a little. May have. I can neither confirm nor deny this. I've read many classics in the past, and many of them don't live up to the hype. Anne of Green Gables, however, well and truly deserves its place as an all-time classic, and I highly recommend it if you haven't, for some reason, read it by now.